Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, as I've shared with you in the past, it's now manifesting again in the present. And the fact of the matter is I've shared with you so many times because we've been all over the world. But I remember times when I was in Israel where we were told by the general of that army who just happened to be our tour guide during that particular time that, listen, the way that information comes to America from him or from here is usually the opposite of the way it really happens. And that's totally true. I mean, I could go into Chicago International Airport in New York. I could go to the international airport there. I could go to LAX in Los Angeles, and I could go to the airport there. And I guarantee you, friends, people coming from different countries into America are going to see that we are being lied to. Not only are we being lied to, but we're also being mocked by foreign media. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. But I got some stuff here, friends, and I want to just say this before we even play it, which will be throughout the show here, friends, that, listen, if you get angry about this, you know, the fact of the matter is, you should be angry about what I'm going to show you. You should be angry about what it is that you tolerate, because the fact of the matter is, you're being mocked by foreign media for the very purpose of what Americans, love me or hate me, I'm telling you, the truth that makes you free, John 8:32, the truth makes you free. And we're going to hold to the truth, which demands a response, and here it is. Take responsibility, America, if you're getting angry about people mocking you and what it is that you tolerate in the People's White House. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Now, before we get over there again, friends, I got to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, I'm getting information. I'm getting texts and social media platforms and their messages to me that, listen, I can't get online. What's going on? The fact of the matter is, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll always find us there. We are teaming up with, how do I say it? We're taking the steps to get with the right law team here concerning not only Facebook but also YouTube concerning their violations of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights concerning our free speech. And we are just, friends, I've said it several times, but we have incrementally been dealing with these people. And the fact of the matter is, it's just a matter of time before the domino falls, before they all fall, okay? So that's why we're staying the course. We are dealing with the issue over here. We're not turning a blind eye to it, but I'll tell you what's even more bothersome than all that, and this is what jacks me up, you talk for being very angry, is when you have 700 and some thousand friends, and you've got an allotment, and in some cases, your articles have no outreach, because they don't want anybody to reach them. Again, that is a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but friends, again, when you have 700, and I'm looking right now, 731,000, forgive forgive me. I've been misquoting that over the last couple of days. But 771,000, which has been depleted by now, I think, probably 12 or 13,000 friends because they won't let people like our content because it's an expose on this pandemic, that, which, by the way, is now being exposed on a global scale. And we praise God for that. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be made known. There's nothing that will be covered that shall not be made manifest. Read Luke 12:2 because it's exactly what's happening here. And it's the mercy of God looking to the church now to bring judgment upon the heads of the criminals. And hopefully that's going to happen. And so with that said, Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid as well. Check it out. Psalm 9:16 as well. Psalm 97 comes to my aid as well, friends. And our conversation is right now becoming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I praise God for the Holy Ghost. But with that said, friends, you can always find us going all the way back. You can always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's two platforms right on the right side. If you scroll down just a little bit, go ahead and join us on Rumble. We have to rebuild our subscribers because of what YouTube did to us recently. And if you go there, there's the morning show. When you go over there, you also see the afternoon show. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go to beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the front left side of the page. And again, please, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe. If you'd like to call in, I got a lot of information, but I will open up the doors for phone calls today. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brain are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. We follow the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah. Yesterday we covered a couple issues concerning drag queens warning the parents throughout the United States of America to keep them away from these people. They're mentally ill. They're rightly called in state statute crimes against nature, which is extracted directly from Scripture, Romans 1:24. And the list goes on concerning what the Lord has to say about the acts of sodomy. And we were talking about how the American government is now celebrating lawlessness in this country. Some time ago, we had Brian Bender from the Boston Globe on the radio with us. And he did through an ICE investigation. It came to the surface that over 5,000 members of the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense at the Pentagon, through this ICE investigation, it came to the surface that over 5,000 members were downloading child pornography. Okay? And I want you to think about that, because one of the things that I brought up the other day, and I didn't finish that thought because we didn't have enough time in doing so, was the fact that there was a gay manifest, it's called Gay Manifesto, okay? And it was by Michael Swift, and it was entered into the congressional record. And this was in February 15th through the 21st in 1987. And it was, again, interjected into the congressional record. So it's not like those in our representative positions don't know all the well as to what is in the manifesto. But keep in mind, what's going on in America today, friends, is coming from your said representatives working hand in glove again with corruption in the mainstream media, trying to normalize the crime of sodomy, which is in fact a felony in every state of our union. I'm going to come back. I'm going to finish that thought, because you need to be paying attention as to what's going on at the Pentagon today, friends, because it is a big no-no, but it is very telling as to what they're trying to normalize here. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without God." without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Okay, so again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got lots to cover, but I'm going to get to the main topic, friends, and what it's about is how foreign medias are attacking or mocking, I'm sorry, it's a better way of saying it, mocking Americans and what it is that Americans put up with concerning what's in the People's White House today. Is it humorous? No, it's shameful. It really is. To the world, it may look humorous, but I want to tell you something, friends. Instead of people looking to you today as to walking in the light and being the light in hopes that you'll get back to the U.S. Constitution and your founding documents, which are rooted in the Christian doctrine, it's interesting that you're beginning to be mocked. You're becoming a reproach to the world now because of what you tolerate. Now, let me go back. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. Again, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you, but stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting as to what was going on yesterday and how the American government is celebrating lawlessness. It's Gay Pride Month. Folks, this is a felony in every state of our union, but yet we're sitting back and allowing our said representatives, rather than upholding the law against all crime and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Americans, you're sitting back allowing your said representatives to transgress, and not only transgress the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws, but folks, they're actually advocating, they're celebrating what God clearly condemns. Not a good place to put yourself. Now, again, with that said, I was talking about the Gay Manifesto, which was entered in on February 15th to the 21st in 1987 by a sodomite named Michael Swift into the congressional record. Okay, this is old news to your said representatives. And of course, if they actually took the time to read the Constitution and state statutes throughout our union, it all acknowledges God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, concerning every state preamble. Okay? So that's who we submit to, one nation under God. And I want to tell you what, we fail to be one nation under God, we're going to be one nation gone under, and that's where we're going if we don't put a stop to this in obedience to God's word against what they're advocating. Now, again, this is in the congressional record. I just want to read a couple things here for you. We shall sodomize your sons. This is in the congressional record. This is the homosexual manifesto. That they will be recast in our image. The homosexual manifesto states that your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. Okay, now they're in public schools. They're in daycare centers because the American people are falling for the fact that somehow they're the victims when in fact they're not. Oh, hang on a minute. They threatened that those that oppose them, that they would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would defile your dead, puny bodies. This is in the congressional record. This is the homosexual manifesto. It also states that all churches that condemn the homosexual lifestyle will be closed. Is that what they're trying to do? Well, that's what happened over in Canada, friends. It also states that they will rewrite history. This is called revision. History filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. In other words, calling them out for who they really are. They're criminals. They're abominable criminals in the sight of God. Okay? And it says that if you do not accept their legal agenda, this is what they're going to do. I want you to consider, this is what it says, friends. They will stab you in your cowardly hearts, and they would defile your dead, puny bodies. Did you hear that? I hope you did. Now, as I just got done stating, they like to put themselves in the position of the victims. Did you know that worshipers at a Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization named Bash Back interrupted their service to fling propaganda and condoms around the sanctuary in the center of the church? I thought they were the victims, right? They draped a profane banner from the balcony in the church and featured two lesbians making out at the pulpit. The open-minded and tolerant liberals ran down the aisles and across the pews, hoping against hope to catch a right-winger on tape daring to push back. You listening, friends? I hope you are. This is totalitarianism. They attack, they transgress the law, they tear down the law, and they want to convince you that they're the victims. In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians aged 17 and 16 abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly by these two lesbians, and beaten with a heavy metal bar while still struggling. They poured gasoline on her body and set her on fire. These are the victims. I'll give you one more. In Florida, Fort Lauderdale, there was a 14-year-old who was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times, I'm sorry, and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that the skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he helped his father's former homosexual lover and roommate to kill him so he and the 31-year-old could live together in peace. Now, I want to show you this because knowing all that, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, look what they're trying to do in the Pentagon. Pentagon reviewing policy that could open door to pride flags being displayed at the bases. Folks, this is because 330 million people roll over in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. That lines up perfectly with Proverbs 28, where the wicked flee when none pursueth. Isn't that crazy? Did you know that the official rainbow, the Lord's creation, has seven colors, while the official LGBT flag only uses six? In the scriptures, seven represents completion and perfection, while six represents fallen, short, imitation, and Satan. Okay? The LGBT flag skips indigo. Okay? It's a color of royalty and of spiritual knowledge and wisdom, often connecting heaven and earth. The LGBT ultimately did not want to be connected to God. Of course they don't. And it's interesting, Satan himself fell from heaven because of pride, which is found in that of Isaiah 14, but this is what they want to push. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to take a phone call from Indiana, and after I do that, we have a hard break coming up, and I want to play a 3-minute audio video for you so you can understand the extent of what it is that these people mean to implement, while most people sit back and give them a green light because you're too foolish to understand that they're not the victims when, in fact, they are the perpetrators of the crime. So I'm going to take Wes from Indiana. Welcome to Sons of Liberty, Wes. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend Bradley. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
If I can get these thoughts together for you. I listened to your show yesterday. Very interesting. Here's what I have surmised from discussion yesterday and today. I find it very interesting that gay pride has taken on the symbol that God gave us, meaning all people, a promise. I will not do this to you in this fashion again, and turn that over. Now, it's interesting to me that they're taking that as a symbol of pride, something that is from God, but they want people to be godless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, it's also interesting that if you have a pet, cat, dog, whatever, tiger, who knows, and you don't feed it and you don't water it, you're going to go behind bars for doing that. Yet, you can have, Bradley, the people dressing up as women, whatever.
Oh, yeah, they call themselves transgenders.
Transgenders, okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Spreading their legs in front of children on camera. And nothing, sir, is being done about that. Those are my comments. If you have anything to add to that, I'd appreciate hearing your thoughts.
I just want to, if I can, while I have you on the phone, Wes, so I can directly answer you. It's the said representatives hand in glove working with the mainstream media trying to normalize this abomination. What most people don't know is, and I've said this for years, they're attempting to Europeanize America. If you ever see the injustices taking place from what they call judges in Europe, they are the most backwards, upside down, arbitrary, vile decisions you'll ever hear in your life. And this comes from people that have advocated and normalized the crimes before God and man. And the fact of the matter is, this is exactly what they're trying to do here in America, because if they can demoralize us, well, then we're easily controlled and conquered. And this is exactly why they're zeroing in on the kids, now why the American people turned a cheek. They had no care or concern for those poor gay people that mean to make a prey out of their children. By the way, just ask Nambla, Harry Hay, and Kevin Jennings, who their motto and their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. I didn't make it up. I'm just giving you the information, and I'm telling you what they mean to hide from you. But again, why the American people have given these individuals that act in such a fashion a pass bewilders me to no end. But I can guarantee you this, Wes. As I said yesterday, I'll say again, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And if this is done advertently or inadvertently, it matters not. You're an accomplice before God, and God will judge without a shadow of a doubt that nation. I always appreciate when you call, Wes. I truly do. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has reportedly made another offer on his infrastructure plan in a Wednesday meeting with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Politico reporting that the president's new plan included $1 trillion in new spending, down from his initial package of $2.3 trillion, but far from the levels of spending in a Republican counteroffer. Biden and Capito will meet again on Friday, even as members of his administration say that a time to get a deal done is running out. And new COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest 7-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that that average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. This is USA Radio News. President Biden announced Wednesday that his administration will be making a push to get 70% of American adults vaccinated, calling June a month of action. But some health experts have called the president's goal too low. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the administration wanted to set a mark that was reachable in a time frame, but tells ABC News that 70% is just the beginning.
We have wanted to hit a target that was aspirational, doable, and to say that we're done on July 4th if and when we hit 70%, I would say is not true. After we hit 70%, we need to lean in and try and get to 75% and try and get to 80%. But what I would say is right now we have this with this goal. We're working towards it. We knew that this was going to be hard work as we approached it, that, you know, we've hit all the folks who have been streaming in trying to get the vaccine for themselves, and now we're going out one by one getting this vaccine to the people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. That's really true. That last commercial was actually pretty... In a sense, it was educational. It's great information. It really is, because you see too many people on their phone, and it's like, oh, my goodness, we need to pay attention to the road, no question, right? So anyways, I kind of got caught up in that for a moment. But with that said, friends, I want to get back to this. If you want to call in, please do. Thank you for that call, Wes. I really do appreciate that guy when he calls in. He's sincere. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what we're going to be talking about, friends, and I'm going to get to this. It's audio, it's video. And it is foreign media mocking America. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to play this. It's about 3 minutes long. I want you to listen to this gay manifesto per line upon line so you can understand what it is that Congress knows, your representatives know, but yet they continuously try to get you to believe that they're the victims when in fact the opposite is true. Okay? And here it is. Okay? It's called The Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift. And it was entered into the congressional record back in 1987. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy, queer, at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals, because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not? Pretty crazy, friends, but that's the homosexual gay manifesto that has been entered into the congressional record, and yet this is what they're trying to give way to. Anybody offended? Yeah, you should be. Yesterday, I took the time to show you the video concerning what the drag queens were doing to the children, or allowed to do to the children, because their parents were actually bringing them to the... Now, again, keep in mind, there was only a handful of parents that were stupid enough and vile enough to actually subject their kids to these men that dress as women, only to make a prey of them, because that's exactly what they're doing. But I thought that it was highly offensive, to say the least, when a little 11-year-old boy is in New York doing a strip tease, 11-year-old boy doing a strip tease for other men in a gay bar while shedding off his clothes and money being thrown on the table. Did anybody see that as being a little odd that the government didn't step into play to deal with those people properly? Oh, my goodness, friends. You know what? I think I need to. I want you to listen to this, and it's been bleeped out, but again, for the sake of showing you the degree that these people will go and have gone, I want you to see this. And you have to ask the question, why is everybody advocating crimes against nature against our children have not been thrown in jail? Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, here you go. Check this out. It's about 30 seconds long, but check this out. Watch this. Listen to this. Using kids to advocate the gay agenda. Listen.
The Christian f***ing right?
Let's go to church.
Preaching f***ed up hate.
Don't f***ing talk to me about
family values.
Listen up, haters.
Don't be hating on the homo.
You hating. You hating.
You
you're gonna f***ing hate this.
You're f***ing anti-gay?
Using kids.
Put you in a mother...
Homosexual acts. Normalizing it. Using the children.
You valid thoughts, bullies.
Yo, dumbass argument. Be fake there.
Bull. You.
What the f***'s wrong with you?
What the f***?
This is the homosexuals doing a video using children, and they have a problem. This is criminal. This is highly criminal and offensive. Yep, this is all what they're advocating to the kids. And they have a problem with hate, friends. Yet that's all they advocate is hate. You know, one of the things that we had brought up yesterday, and I'm just kind of long-winded on this because I think it's that important that people understand, again, why we expose these people for who they are and what it is that they mean to do and what they're responsible for, is because I'm about protecting the kids. I'm tired of seeing our kids being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. You want to know what they're being protected from, as they would call it? Guys like me that make reference to the law that exposes them for their crimes against children. And what's interesting is I highlighted the top six U.S. male serial killers. They were all gay, every single one of them. And then I also can show you a little something, and I'll end with this before we get over to our main topic, which will fill up the last segment. Did you guys know that 50% of the calls to a hotline to report queer bashing, did you know that it's involved, this involved violence, right, this queer bashing, 50% of them are homosexuals beating up on each other. Did you know that? See, this is information they don't want you to have, friends. Why? Because it exposes them for who they are. And again, if anybody understands history here, friends, do understand that Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich, right, the pink swastika, they were all masculine homosexuals. Why? Because they were doing their bidding for them. That's why. They were being extorted to do to others what it is that they themselves would not do. I want to highlight one more topic here concerning the ACLU, this subversive organization, before we take one more hard break and I play this live video concerning foreigners mocking America for what it is that they tolerate. The ACLU is a subversive organization. It's a communist organization. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay? And what's important to understand is this is exactly who they are, what it is that we've always said that they were. They're communists using the law against the law to subvert the law. Okay, dummies don't realize they're on the same boat, but they will sooner or later. But did you know that the ACLU defended the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA? Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. They defended them for the pedophile group's role in the brutal murder of a 10-year-old boy, Jeffrey Curley, in 1997. I want you to hear this, friends. It's hard to hear. Salvatore Sicari and Charles Janes picked up the fifth grader, Jeffrey Curley, and took the boy, okay, to the Boston Public Library, where Janes assessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault the 10-year-old boy, young Curley. But the boy fought back. Attempting to restrain him, Janes gagged the 10-year-old boy with a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing him. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with concrete and then threw it in the river. The ACLU argues that the newsletter and other NAMBLA materials in Janes' possession, which contained photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. Nothing, my friends, could be further from the truth. And see, the only way that they get away with this kind of stuff is if you don't actually know what the enumerated laws say. That's how they get away with their friends, is through your ignorance. That's how they forge your chains. But again, friends, I'm just here to tell you, and I didn't even get over to the crimes committed by Boy Scout leaders. Remember when how the homosexuals wanted you to believe that, you know what, they got to accept everybody, so on and so forth? Well, guess what, friends? 50% of all of those that were a part of the Boy Scouts dropped off immediately, and then guess what came to the surface? the crimes being committed by the Boy Scout leaders against the boys that were Boy Scouts and the Boy Scouts friends. Big Brothers, same thing. The list goes on. We're going to come right back to the main topic, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, so I'm actually looking forward to getting to this video. I really am. But I want to give this to you while I bring it up. Whenever I say something, I want to back it up with facts, okay, friends? We're not giving you opinion here. We're not speculating. We're not taking it from hearsay. He said, she said. We're giving it to you because we have factual information, okay? Also, in light of Scripture, I want you to go ahead and check out Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. Also talks about friends in the New Testament about how Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Oh, the list goes on. That's in the book of Jude. But again, friends, and then 30 other references condemning what the American people are being conditioned to accept. A former Big Brother, Big Sister's volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under the age of 16 years old. The pederast homosexual crimes, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. Okay? They prey on the fatherless. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the U.S. had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man that ran the program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography. on the internet. Okay. And again, friends, I could spend hours doing a show just exposing the crimes here. But for the sake of sticking to the topic, which again, I'm actually looking forward to, it's about a 4-minute and 20-second piece. And again, friends, it's meant to be entertaining, but I want you to keep in mind that this is coming from foreign media that is mocking you for what you're tolerating. Now, I'm not trying to pick a fight. I'm just trying to tell you, friends, we need to get this right, because in many cases, friends, what she's doing is exactly right. The question is, why is it that you tolerate Americans as to what everybody in foreign countries is laughing at today? This is the media in Australia, and I'll just let her go ahead and take over from here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Here we go.
I wanted to speak briefly about the Democratic presidential race. Isn't it just perfect that the Party of Diversity has got rid of every woman and person of colour, including the fake Native American Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren and the fake Mexican Beto O'Rourke, to end up with two old white millionaire men? One, a socialist who had a heart attack just 5 months ago, and one so confused that he has trouble remembering where he is and why he's there. Joe Biden is now the front runner to be the Democrats' presidential candidate. So let's just have a look at how well the 77-year-old is travelling.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all.
He's pathetic.
I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I? 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
What's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Embarrassing.
You know the thing.
The thing.
All praise the thing.
Now, Biden's decline didn't start during this campaign. It's a testament to the media, a.k.a. the Democrats' propaganda arms, staunch support of the Democrats, that these crazy rants of him over the years have not discounted him as a serious candidate. Have a look at this.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
He's a pedophile, friends.
He learned about roaches. I can't even critique that, to be honest with you. And we must never forget about corn pop, rusty razor blades, and rain barrels.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. So I walked out with the chain, and I walked up to my car, and they had. In those days, you used to remember the straight razor. You'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
Remember how we used to bang the rusty razor blades in the rain barrels? I don't understand a word of that. Now, Biden's cognitive issues have been evident for some time, but just watch the same media who for 4 years have been declaring Donald Trump mentally and physically unfit for office have a collective meltdown when Biden's mental faculties are questioned. But that won't stop the Republicans from highlighting this.
One of the things I'm proudest of is getting past, getting moved, getting control of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm the guy that came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China would join if we put pressure on them.
You had people like Margaret Thatcher, you had people like the former chairman and leader of the party in Germany.
You missed it off his speech. You're trying to read out a phone number. It's hilarious. Now, can you imagine that man in a presidential debate with Donald Trump? There's not enough.
Yeah, obviously we see what they're going for. And the fact of the matter is, Joe Biden, in fact, is a perfect representation for the American people. Because if you understand the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. If you have taken the time to read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, how does it start off? We the people, okay? And those people, such as Joe Biden, are a representation of what it is that we in this country tolerate. You've heard it said before. I've said it quite a few times, that every country deserves the government that it has. Well, in this particular case, friends, you've allowed, and again, I'm speaking the truth in love, and we have to take responsibility because, in fact, Numbers 32:23 is coming to my aid right now. Our sin is finding us out because of what we tolerate. For those that have taken the time to understand past governments such as the Republic of Machiavelli, you know why the Republic of Machiavelli? We are a republic, Article 4, Section 4. But do you know why the Republic of Machiavelli has been destroyed, friends, and it was destroyed? Because the people sat back and allowed their said representatives to do whatever it is that they wanted to do and let them get away with it to the point where there was nothing else to destroy, where it all came back rushing down upon their heads. And that's exactly what's going to happen here in America if we don't put a stop to this. The mainstream media in America wants you to believe that 80 million people voted this treasonous criminal into office. Now, you talk to the average Joe, and I would go so far as to say 9 times out of 10, every conversation you're going to have to hear, you're going to say, I didn't vote for him. If not 10 out of 10, I didn't vote for him. Of course you didn't. But the media told you that you voted for him. And all of you good conservative patriot Christians, a lack thereof, should know better when they sit there and tell you that that many people voted him in, when in fact they are using our military men to protect him from the 80 million people that allegedly put him in office today. Also keep in mind, I've shared with you in the past, and only to bring up as a refresher course for those that have not heard this, but when Kamala Harris came back from this alleged victory that her and Joe Biden had, which we all the well know is the furthest thing from the truth, she had two people that showed up welcoming her back to California. I'm not kidding you. I've showed you the picture. I showed you the videos. I played the audio. I read the text. Friends, the joke is on you. And what I'm trying to do is save face in the sense of save humiliation concerning what it is that I know you don't tolerate. Now, let me say this in parallel real quick. It's interesting. Minnesota's called a blue state. And I'm not going to get caught up under the unconstitutional parties. But the fact of the matter is, friends, 98% of the state is completely red. So when we're told that we're the blue state, that is just not true. But it is what the red state tolerates concerning the less than 2% that is blue. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. One question as I end. Why is it that you tolerate these people to destroy your country at will? Because if you're looking for someone else to fix the problem, you're sadly mistaken. The Lord's looking down for you to stand up and deal with the problem. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.